Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Mem Gimel Baba Basra 43. And back on Mem Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara recorded a statement of Shmuel. And Shmuel said, Hashutvin machzikin zel zeh umeidin zel zeh. What this means is partners can establish that they have a claim to a property. If one of the partners is in that property for 3 years and they share this property in partnership, one of can say that since I've had this property for 3 years and you didn't raise an objection to it, that's proof that it's mine. This is Shmuel's statement, which the Gemara analyzes elsewhere. And then the Shmuel's statement is Me'idin Zelze, that the two partners can testify on each other's behalf, meaning to say if there's a person, a Ma'arer, who comes along and says, this part of the partnership, this partner is really occupying my land, and so the other partner can testify and say, no, indeed, he has lived there for 3 years and you didn't raise an objection to it. And so therefore one partner can support the other partner by testifying on his behalf. The Gemara wonders about this. How could this be? Amai nogen bei dusanhein. How can one partner testify on another partner's behalf? It's really a case of nogea bei dusan. He is literally touching the testimony, meaning he's involved, because if a partner will testify that the other partner was in the land, and so therefore since they have not yet dissolved their partnership, it's really part of his own land as well, because if a person will come along and take away that property from the partner, he's also taking away from him. And so how can we allow one person to testify on behalf of their partner when it's in fact going to affect them as well? So the Gemara comes along and says, no, hacha b'maya skinan, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a case that before the partner comes along and testifies on the behalf of his other partner, he writes, Din v'dvarim ein li al sadezu. He writes that I have nothing to do with this property, meaning to say he denounces the property or he divests from the property and says I'm not a part of this partnership anymore. And the Gemara explains that he has to do this through formal action of making a kinyan, of making a formal transaction, and also saying renouncing through any claim to the property by saying that he'll guarantee any loss for it. So we see from here that the partner has really divested himself from this property, and then he's allowed to come along and testify. So the Gemara questions this, are you really allowed to divest yourself from your partner's property, and then as a result of that, that permits you to testify in support of the partnership? But we have a braisa which seems to say differently, and the braisa talks about a situation, Rachmana Litzlan, where there's a city where the Torah scroll was stolen, and then the city needs to figure out how we can judge the people who stole the Torah scroll. So, b'nei ir shenignav sefer Torah shalahen. If people in a city whose Torah scroll was stolen, says the Braisa, in danim b'dayanei osiyahir, we do not allow the judges of that city to testify, v'ein mevi'in raya me'anche osiyahir. And we don't allow the people in that city to be the judges or to be witnesses in the case, because the person who stole the Torah stole it from the entire city, and so therefore everybody in the city is considered to be nogeya, is considered to be biased as it relates to the testimony. And so asks the Gemara, if indeed we allow people to divest from a partnership and then come along and testify or judge, why don't we say, why don't we allow two people to divest and then they'll be the witnesses, or we'll have more people to divest and they'll be the judges? So explains the Gemara, no, a sefer Torah is different. You can divest from a partnership in land, but you cannot divest from a partnership in a Torah scroll. Why? Because Shani Sefer Torah Dilishmiakai, because the Sefer Torah's whole purpose is to be heard. And so therefore, even though they are not owners in the Torah scroll, they'll be in the city and they'll hear the Torah scroll being read, and so they'll be fulfilling their obligation of hearing the Torah. And so as a result of that, they will have partaken as benefits from the Torah scroll, and therefore they can't divest from it. So we should pause for a moment and note that some say that this is only referring to a town where there's only one Torah scroll, and so therefore it's impossible that they're not hearing the Torah scroll. But it could also teach us on a deeper lesson that a Torah scroll's whole purpose is to be heard, and so the purpose of a Torah is to be spread throughout the city. And if you're living in a city where Torah is heard, you can't say I'm not part of that city, because the sound of the Torah will be emanating throughout the city. The Gemara comes along and challenges this idea that you're allowed to divest from a partner ownership and property from another brisa, because the brisa says ha'omer tenu money la'aniye iri. If somebody says before he dies, give some money to the poor people of my city, then again ein danim b'dayane osa iri. We do not allow the judges of that city to be the judges, and we do not allow them to bring witnesses from that city, because a person has given the money to the poor people of that city, and so therefore the whole city is no geya. So the Gemara says, well, how can it be that the judges are considered the poor people? Are all the judges poor? No, it must be that the scenario we're talking about is that we're talking about something else. We're talking about a fact. Ain dunin b'dayane aniye osayir. We do not allow the poor judges of that city, and we do not bring a witnesses from the poor of that city. Again, here too, why don't we say that we should just remove two of the people and say that these two people are removed from this situation, and therefore allow them to be the judges or allow them to be the witnesses? So explains the Gemara. No, here also we're talking about a Torah scroll. And why is it called aniyim? Why are they called poor? Hakol eitzel sefer Torah aniyim. Everybody is considered to be poor with respect to a Torah scroll. Meaning, if we don't have a Torah scroll, Torah, in our lives, then our lives are poor, and we need the richness of the Torah. So everybody is considered poor if there is no Torah in our lives, and therefore the Brisa is saying the same thing as the earlier Brisa.